Assalamu alaikum, this is Sayyid Ali Imran and you're listening to the 40s podcast brought to you by Mizan Institute. This is episode 93, Supplicating for Others Before Yourself. In hadith number 26, we read from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who says, anyone who prioritizes their supplication for 40 believers and then prays for themselves, their supplication is most definitely responded to. And in another narration by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali, he said that whenever any one of you wants to make a supplication, they should generalize it and make it for everyone. So for example, what the Prophet is saying here is that if you happen to be ill and you want to pray for your cure, instead of saying, oh Allah, cure me, you should say, oh Allah, grant everyone cure. And if you're feeling sad, instead of saying, oh Allah, grant me happiness, you should frame your dua in a way where everybody is included and you say, oh Allah, grant everyone happiness. And in other words, try to show inclusiveness and inclusivity within the way you make the supplication, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely respond to it. In hadith number 27, we read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali said to Imam Ali alayhi salam that if you fall into a dilemma, recite the following dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Allahumma iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely repel the calamities because of this dua. This dua is also taught in some other narrations which are attributed to the Holy Prophet, and where he says that whoever is facing a dilemma or a calamity, that person should try and recite, Allah, Allah, Rabbi, la ushrik bihi shay'a, tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yanamu wa la yamut. Essentially, you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the only entity to be worshipped, and that you are only relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alive, and who does not sleep, and who does not die. These are all etiquettes and specific du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali had prescribed for people, and particularly in this narration to Imam Ali alayhi salam, to repel any calamities, or once you have fallen into a calamity, or if you have fallen into a dilemma, to recite this du'a. And as you can see, these are very, very short phrases that all of us can memorize, inshallah. In the next episode, we will read a hadith in which a specific prayer is mentioned before one makes a dua, and as well as a specific prescription to be recited for your duas to be accepted in general. Thanks for tuning in today, and to remain updated on the latest episodes, please follow us on our social media pages. And for more great content and other podcast series, please visit us on mizaninstitute.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.